No less a figure than Lady Rhea herself stepped forward to take the reins. Vistara, horrified, looked around. There were several other apprentices, but none made as if to intercept the Sith Lord.
As I take the reins of your beast, so I take the reins of your life, my apprentice, said Lady Rhea. She gave Vistara a cool smile. There will be a formal ceremony later, but for now, we begin here.
Vistara calmed her thoughts. She disliked being taken unawares, and she suspected that this was exactly why Lady Rhea had made this gesture. She bowed deeply, respectfully, in control.
Of course, Lady Rhea. I submit myself to your guidance.
She met her master's eyes evenly, demonstrating her poise and confidence, honoring her teacher by indicating that Lady Rhea had accepted a strong young woman for her apprentice. Lady Rhea held her gaze. By sheer will, Vistara forced herself not to shiver as a particularly cold wind gusted across the courtyard, slicing through the pathetically thin material of her dress.
Good, as you should.
Now Lady Rhea nodded, and another apprentice hurried forward to take Tick. As the Uvac lumbered off, wings folded against his sides, Vistara felt a sudden lurch. Would she be permitted to ride Tick at all? Or was he now property of the temple? Would he even be returned to her when she completed her training?
Attachments are nothing to avoid in and of themselves.
Of course, Lady Rhea had noticed.
Indeed, passion is what drives us. But you must let go of the need to possess, Vistara. Anything that you have can be taken away from you. You come from a wealthy family, and you are used to having. Perhaps one of your lessons needs to be in not having.
She nodded to the apprentice leading Tick. The youth paused, drew Tick's head down, activated his lightsaber, and lifted it high.
Tick!
Vistara bit down on her tongue so hard she tasted blood. She kept her arms locked at her sides, swallowing the cry that had ached to be uttered. Her eyes were enormous, and she did not tear them away from the scene before her.
Very good, Lady Rhea said, in a voice that was almost a purr.
Another barely perceptible nod of her white gold head, and the apprentice deactivated his weapon. Tugging gently on the reins, he led Tick down a ramp. The Uvac, blissfully unaware of just how close he had come to decapitation by lightsaber, followed compliantly.
Had you protested, your Uvac would be dead now.
Lady Rhea's hand dropped to Vistara's shoulder.
Go ahead and be fond of him, my dear, and of your pets and family and lovers you may take one day. Enjoy to the fullest all the trappings that power gives you, for you will have earned them. Want everything you wish, hunger, burn for it, if that fuels you. But never love anyone or anything so much that you cannot bear to lose it.
For just a moment, Vistara was angry at the display and the brutal casualness of it all. And then she realized that Lady Rhea was right. Completely right. With that realization, the anger bled out of her, and she inhaled a hitching breath. Lady Rhea was watching her closely.
My lady is correct, of course. I apologize for my reaction.
Your reaction was better than most, my dear. I expected nothing less. Come.